Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Saints John and Paul, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Many are the tribulations of the just, and our Lord shall have delivered them from them. Those are the beautiful words that we opened up today's Mass with in the introit. And this Mass is a Mass truly filled with texts, whether in the Gospel or the introit, as I said, that inspire us to confidence. Because, after all, we are meditating today, celebrating the martyrdom of two of the great saints of the Catholic Church. Many are the tribulations of the just. Well, Saints John and Paul were two brothers who lived in the time of the Emperor Constantine, and they were valets to his daughter, Constantia. And they did such good work that on one occasion she left them a huge chunk of money. And they didn't keep the money for themselves, because they had such a great devotion to the poor. And so they would go out into the streets and distribute money to the poor men on the streets. And eventually, though, Julian the Apostate, who was the emperor then, he asked them if they would like to have a job within the royal household. And their answer was very clear. We don't look too kindly to being so close to one who has betrayed our Lord in His Holy Catholic Church. We don't want to work for an apostate, in other words. And that was that. And Julian the Apostate was so angry that he gave them 10 days to think about it more. 10 days is all they got. And if not, they would be put to death. Well, and at the end of the 10 days, they also had to offer sacrifice to the pagan god Jupiter. Well, during the 10 days, they didn't have much to think about. They knew their answer. They were faithful servants of God. But for those 10 days, they began to prepare for death. And how did they do that? By distributing all the money that they had been given by Constantia. And they gave it all to the poor so that there would be nothing holding them back, if you will, when it was time for them to go. Well, the 10 days were up, and they were called before Julian the Apostate. They refused to offer sacrifice to Jupiter. They were beheaded in their own homes, and then buried in their own homes. And later on, a beautiful basilica was made over top of their home. But they died martyrs of the faith, these two wonderful brothers. In the Gospel, it says, it gives that very consoling teaching of our Lord, that that God has watched. He watches the birds of the air, the sparrows. He says, are not five sparrows worth two farthings? Or whatever the cost was in the Gospel, I don't remember the exact cost. And then he says, and yet not one of them falls to the ground without my Father's knowledge. And then he says, all the hairs of your head are numbered, and not one of them falls without God's knowing. And so we see the infinite knowledge of God, but also the providence of God. If He takes care of every single hair on our head, and every little bird in the air, and every little grain of sand on the beach, and knows about every little ant here at the corner of 12th and Hayes, walking along that intersection. And he does. He has perfect knowledge of them. He says, are you not much more value than they? As if to say, why do you worry about all the things that could happen to you? Or maybe you're going through some terrible trial now. Why worry about that? Don't you know that you're more important than these birds, and I'm taking good care of you? You may have to suffer for a while, but then paradise. And remember that during all of these Just for today. You know that little poem, just for today? Lord, for tomorrow and its needs I do not pray. Keep me, Lord, just for today. That's all we should have in our mind. Just today. Pleasing our Lord today. Don't worry about what's happened in the past. Don't think about too much about what might happen in the future. Give the present moment, the present day, to the love of Almighty God. So what about those temptations that you will experience today, whatever sort of temptation? What about those trials that will come your way? Maybe a sickness, you don't feel so good, or you can't think of those words that you want to think of, or you can't do the things that you used to be able to do, and all of the rest of it. So many trials we have every single day. Maybe we're just a little bit tired and cranky. They're all trials. Remember this, that the saints had every one of these trials. We look at the saints. I was just reading this yesterday and today in a spiritual book that I'm reading. We look at the saints and we see all that they did, all the heroic virtues that they practiced. And we think to ourselves that they did them, they did those virtues without any struggle. No, their whole life long, they were struggling against themselves. When they went out to work, when St. Charles Borromeo had to reform the clergy, you think it was easy for him to do that? To get up and reform a whole archdiocese, you might say, in Italy. You think it was easy for St. Therese of the Child Jesus to get up every day and, even though she was suffering from tuberculosis, to have to smile sweetly at all of those other nuns that tried her patience so severely, whether it was them rattling their beads in the pews when she was trying to pray, or just someone that just got on her nerves, plain and simple. You think it was easy? No. She says in her book that it was always a struggle, and she was in the unitive state, the highest of the states of perfection that a saint can reach, and yet she was still struggling to overcome herself. So let's remember that today. Many are the tribulations of the just, but the Lord will deliver us from them. And are we not worth more than the two sparrows? God will look over even the hairs of our head. Keep all that in mind, and throughout all your temptations, trust in Almighty God's providence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.